For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. Education leaders were paying close attention to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's State of the State address. But David Albert, the Director of Communications, Marketing, and Research for the New York State School Boards Association, says public K-12 education was not a top item in the Democrats' speech this year.
Well, you know, the governor didn't spend a lot of time talking about education. He did mention a few things, and I think I would say that the highlights of his speech really focused on things like expanding pre-kindergarten programs in high-need districts, additional dollars for after-school programs, support for recruiting bilingual teachers, and he mentioned a funding program for mental health programs, you know, training for mental health programs. So there were certainly some very promising initiatives that he mentioned. Of course, for public education, the real document that matters is the budget, which we expect to come out, you know, in the coming weeks. And that's really going to set the tone for what schools can actually do, you know, next year. We know that schools are going to be facing a tight tax cap again. So state funding is going to be critically important.
The Board of Regents has called for a $2 billion increase in funding for schools in the 2020-2021 school year. What is the likelihood that is reached, given that the state is facing a $6 billion deficit?
Well, you know, what the Board of Regents has requested is consistent with what education groups have requested as well. I know our organization requested a $2.1 billion increase, and a coalition of education groups also, you know, asked for $2.1 billion. So, you know, we haven't seen a $2 billion increases in a long time. I don't know that we're going to get to $2 billion. However, these requests are made on the basis of what do schools need to kind of continue current educational programs and services and then add additional programs that would be needed to meet, say, student mental health needs or school safety needs or other types of programs. So the requests are important. We haven't seen, you know, those levels of funding in a while. We know the state does have a $6 billion deficit. However, that deficit is completely related to Medicaid. It has nothing to do with public education. And so, you know, we would certainly be hopeful that, you know, as lawmakers tackle that deficit, they would look, obviously, to curtail some of the issues with Medicaid and, you know, obviously honor their commitment to fund public education.
Now, given that deficit, though, are you worried that education could be a target to help bridge that gap? I mean, it is often stated that New York does spend the most amount of money per pupil.
Yeah, so, you know, certainly that's always a possibility. We haven't heard any mention, you know, that education would be, you know, affected directly per se. You know, most of the conversation has been around, you know, curtailing growth in Medicaid, planning better for Medicaid spending. As far as public schools go, you know, as that hasn't come up just yet, but you always have to be, you know, on the lookout for that. Public education is, I believe, the largest area in the state budget, certainly one of the top two areas of, in the state budget. It is, you know, arguably the most important thing that the state government does is fund our public schools. So I would think that, you know, certainly lawmakers have shown year after year that they do recognize the importance of adequately funding public education. And when you have groups out there, you know, that are, including our group, you know, looking back and saying, well, wait a minute, you know, we've never really fully funded public education, you know, going back to when the state made a commitment back in 2007 to fully fund the foundation aid formula, which is the main formula that drives funding to schools from the state. You know, we're still, you know, $3 to $4 billion behind where we were supposed to be, where we are supposed to be. So again, I think lawmakers understand that we really need to focus on funding public schools. We have a lot of high need schools in this state. We have a large state with a lot of public school districts and a lot of students, and public education just has to be a priority.
Shifting beyond the state of the state and the budget, last year New York passed legislation allowing for cameras on school bus stop arms in response to people driving by stopped buses. How is the implementation of those cameras going statewide?
Well, we're not aware of a lot of districts right now that have actually gone ahead and done that. We have to kind of go back and revisit that. I think it's going to take time, for those districts to start kind of ramping up and putting those cameras on the stop arms. So I don't know that we have a lot of data yet. I think that, probably we'll start to see perhaps more districts budgeting for that in this year's budget cycle as they start thinking about, this option now. And so I would expect to see when budgets come up for public votes in May, that this will be an issue, a school safety related issue that we'll see more of.
And schools are using sound sensors, and in the case of Lockport in western New York, facial recognition technology as part of their security measures. How is the association approaching those issues, as some have raised privacy concerns about them?
Well, typically our position has always been that, individual boards of education know best what works in their school district. There's a host of different ways of trying to make schools safer and more secure, ranging from hiring school resource officers to, video surveillance technology, and other types of initiatives. There's just a whole range there. So we've always supported allowing boards, local boards, to work with their communities to make the best decisions about what works best for school safety in their areas. So, typically we would see a board of education have meetings, public meetings, where they might solicit input from the public on school safety measures. Obviously technology does raise concerns about privacy. We understand that. And I think, honestly, in the next 5 to 10 years, as we see a proliferation of artificial technology and machine learning and these types of techniques, we could be facing, these issues over and over again. So I think, we need to maybe look at how we're going to do this from a statewide perspective if we're going to have a policy on the use of these technologies in schools. But we also have to allow for flexibility, as I said before, in letting schools work with their communities and decide what works best. And so if you have a school board that has held public hearings, they want to implement a technology, the community supports that technology, then I think we need to let school districts use the technology that works best for them, provided that the public supports that.
David Albert is the Director of Communications, Marketing, and Research for the New York State School Boards Association. David, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.